Thank you for joining us. It is great to have you with us. And if you were with us last weekend, you heard me say something that was very, very important. And that was that the economy is doing fine. And the reason I think it's important to say that is because, well, because of the constant, the relentless harping of the nattering nabobs of negativism that are out there trying to tell people things that are just not true. For example, they say things about the economy that are just not true. The economy is doing fine. We said it again last weekend, and we received proof positive that that is the case this past week, late in the week, when we received the report that real gross domestic product increased in the fourth quarter at an annual rate of 2.6%. That's a good rate of growth, because with that number, on an annual level basis, real GDP increased 2.3% in 2017. And compare that to 2016, when the annual level basis growth rate was 1.5%. Look at that improvement in the economy in 2017. It goes from a 1.5% to a 2.3% from 2016 to 2017. That is a significant improvement, and that is something to be duly noted. Now, anybody that listens to this program is well aware that bragging is not in my nature. I don't believe in it. However, let me point out that in 2017, the prediction, the midpoint prediction of real GDP growth in the Market Timer investment letter was 2.3%. We use a range. Our range was 2.0 to 2.6. We use a midpoint, and our midpoint was 2.3. That's the number we have currently for 2017 real GDP growth, and it is a good number. Now, there were a number of things that helped the economy in the fourth quarter. We saw a strong consumer. We saw strong business investment spending. We saw excellent investment in the housing sector. We also saw increases in government spending. Now, there were some other things going on that were offsets to some degree. We saw declines in net exports in the fourth quarter, and we certainly saw an inventory change in the fourth quarter figures. But all in all, you have to say, A, the economy is doing fine. B, the underlying strength of the economy is coming in fine. So when I hear this negativity out there, I really ask myself, what is behind that negativity? Is it politics that's behind it, or is it something else? Is it simply ignorance that's behind it? I have no idea. But when you hear these negative narratives about the economy, my recommendation is to take them with a grain of salt, because the numbers say otherwise. By the way, real personal consumption expenditures increased at a 3.6% annual rate in the gross domestic product figure that was released late in the week. That's the best figure in six quarters. We saw a nice increase in spending on goods. We saw a durable goods spending up 14.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's the best figure since third quarter 2009. Good growth in vehicle sales, recreational sales, and furniture as well. And usually when housing is doing well, that certainly flows through to furniture and similar items. We saw non-durable goods spending up at a 5.2% annual rate in the fourth quarter. That's the best in 7 years for that particular component. We saw services spending go up 1.8% at an annual rate in the fourth quarter, with gains in healthcare, housing, and utilities. So all of these factors were contributing factors in those figures. Government spending did increase in the fourth quarter at a 3% annual rate, and that is the most since the second quarter of 2015. And by the way, government spending contributed 0.5% to that 2.6% fourth quarter figure. Without the government, it would have been 2.1. With the government, it was 2.6. Federal spending in the fourth quarter rose 3.5% at an annual rate, and that's the most since the third quarter of 2010. Almost all of that was in national defense. Now, there you go. All in all, the 2.6 number for the fourth quarter is a good number. All in all, the 2.3% number for 2017 is a good number, and certainly a nice improvement over the number in 2016. At the same time, we certainly keep an eye on inflation, because inflation is one of the things that is most important in the outlook for the stock market, and also for the bond market, and also for monetary policy. And we follow a number of indexes on that, including the favored indexes of the Fed, the personal consumption expenditure indexes, and we certainly have seen some beginnings, movements in those figures. We saw a nice advance in durable goods orders also in the month of December, hard goods, goods with a long shelf life. They were up 2.9% for the month. That's a six-month high for durable goods orders. Defense aircraft soared 55%. Civilian aircraft jumped almost 16%. If you take out defense, orders were up 2.2%. If you take out transportation, orders were up 0.6%. And if you look at durable goods year over year, they are up 7.4%. So there you have it. All kinds of economic data coming out, especially coming out late in the week. And this is certainly data that holds some promise.